Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. Glynis McCants with us, of course. Glynis, I am in a personal year of four, which is my year, which is a one added to the world number, which is a three. Now, what does that mean for this year?
Okay. So when you enter a personal year four, this is about you learning new things, literally where you say, okay, you know, I'm living my life, I'm doing a lot, but there's a couple things I really don't know. It's a year to look into it. It's also a year where if you want to teach, like if you feel like you've got some information that you feel called to share, you're supposed to focus on that this year. So are you doing that? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm working my tail off.
I know you're wonderful. You're so funny. The radio wonderful broadcaster. But are you doing? Are you teaching? Are you going out there providing new information? What's going on with that?
I'm a yoga instructor.
I love
I'm
that
just
with
kidding.
You.
I'm kidding.
No, but really, you obviously put groups together, right? You do events.
Look, I'm so busy doing events, the radio show, the television shows, going back and forth between St. Louis and Los Angeles. And, you know, it's just busy, busy, busy. That's what I'm doing.
And it's nonstop. Well, so the four to stop and perhaps pick up information you have not read yet. It could even be a book, George. Someone's book that you have, and you're like, gosh darn it, I've always meant to read it. It's asking you to do that. It's saying that
I read books. I must read 25 books a year.
Well, that's fantastic, but it's still
cover
about
to cover.
New information, whatever that looks like. The other thing about you in the cycle of four, it's about looking at the finance side of your life. You know, I always say to a person, if you have a dollar, what can you do to make it into 10? Like, how can you make it grow in the cycle four? That's another thing we look at.
you borrow off Glynis McCants. That's how you get your money.
Okay, I can help you buy the numbers, make more money in your own life, that is for sure.
That's with the number eight, right?
That's right. Number eight has been very powerful for people. And there was something else I wanted you to know about your cycle of four, though. That being honest, okay? Honesty and directness. Now, I already know you're a direct, honest person.
That's me.
But it makes you realize that no is a complete sentence to not even explain it. It's like, look, no, I don't want to do that. So there's a real strength in that cycle. So that's what you're going to use to your advantage, and it's also about your family.
Now, the world number three tells us what about the year.
Okay, so when you have the three above your head, and I tell you that the four personal year means you're going to be direct,
mm-hmm.
and the three wants you to communicate, you kind of have to watch what you say because you can be misinterpreted. So maybe it's someone you really care about, and you thought you were just being honest, but they misunderstood. That's what happens. So it's like, okay, I'm going to think twice before I say it. That's what you keep in mind when the three is above your head.
Interesting tech. Let's talk a little bit about some world affairs that are happening right now, Glynis. Of course, this country is divided over this wall.
Yes.
There's this government shutdown. Hardworking, dedicated Americans aren't getting paid. They're hanging in there, but they can't hang in there, you know, forever.
Mm-mm.
They need to get some checks. They've missed a couple already. What do the numbers say about stuff like that?
Well, there's actually a pattern that I was looking. I was looking into just the number three itself, like the world year, and what else has happened when the world number was a three. So here's a couple examples for you. 1929, we all know that. 1 plus 9 plus 2 plus 9 is 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. That was the year of the Depression. So would that happen? 2001, the Twin Towers, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 1 is 3. And now 2019, this government shutdown is a mistake. This, you don't do that in a cycle of three when it can get even worse, George. So it's really important that the leaders we have elected fix this.
Oh, but are they going to?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I'm telling you that I've just given you three examples of, oh my goodness, look how bad it can be. But wouldn't you also say with the Twin Towers, didn't we come together and try to work on it?
For a short time.
Right.
And then we started getting divided again.
But in 2019, we have to fix this. So, look, I would only hope for the best because it's a huge mistake. And, you know, people could say, but wait a second, the shutdown started in December. Yeah, but guess what? It wasn't until 20 days in that it became the longest shutdown in our history.
Are you going to make presidential predictions for us toward the end of this year?
Oh, you mean all about the candidates?
Candidates that keep jumping in and stuff.
That's going to get. You're going to have so many people running. So I'll be certainly running through charts, but for now, I'm just letting it be crazy.
Letting it happen.
Be crazy.
I'm concerned about China.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just have a weird feeling they're starting to flex their muscles. What do you see there?
I'm going to agree with you in one way. The fact is, and the name is pronounced Xi, correct?
The president?
Yes, the president is Xi Jinping.
Jinping.
Okay, so here's the thing.
That rhymed.
He's a three life path in a personal year of three, which means he's about the communication. So we're going to hear plenty of what he believes. He has entered a personal year of six, which is, it's an incredibly strong cycle. You know, it's when you take charge of what's going on. So he's going to want to compromise. I think in some way when it comes to the tariffs, if it's truly now hurting China, he's got to do something to be more protective. But this is about power. And I have to jump in to say something about President Trump. Because he's a four life path, he just entered the personal year of five. And George, everyone, whether you love him or don't like him at all, what we all know is he is outspoken. It is hard for him to keep his thoughts to himself. When you're in a personal year of five, you don't stop. Like, you just say it. You don't think about any repercussion. So I would tell you, this is a turning point in the presidency for our president. He needs to figure out another way to handle it. Like, even with Twitter. The things that have been said on Twitter.
Oh, horrible.
I mean, how many? Talk about something he never should have had. Imagine how different it would be if he didn't have Twitter with the comments that are now documented.
Well, let me ask you, though. If he didn't have that, would he have won the election? Because part of...
I agree with you. I think it would have been harder to build that base. But And it's true. But at this point, he already did win, right? So let's say you win the presidency and you've got your Twitter followers, but because you're now president, you have to consider everything I say is documented.
Yeah.
And this year, because the world number three is asking us to talk and just say what's on our mind, he could end up getting in trouble for himself. Like, if I was the counselor and I could talk to him, I'd say, you got to just zip it for yourself. This is to your advantage.
They can't stop him. Even his family
can't.
No one can.
That's why I would talk to him. No one can stop him. But this year, it's going to really matter. Matter way more than the last 2 years. There is no comparison. But going back to the Chinese president, because he's in a personal year of six, and that number does challenge the president, they're going to have to find a way. Like, I really feel like he could calm this thing down, meaning this president, China's president, because he knows better. He already knows, after a couple of years of working with our president, how this goes.
I think China's going to try to take Taiwan.
Well, something powerful is going to happen because he's in the cycle
it.
To do it. He's in a power cycle. I talk about the king energy. When I see a sixth personal year, it's the king energy. Very strong.
What about Vladimir Putin out of Russia?
Okay, so this is interesting. We have watched him be in a very strong position for years now. Really, I'd say in many ways, the most powerful man in many ways. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the world stage. However, he has just entered a cycle, a personal year of two. That cycle's not good for him, and let me explain. Because he's a seven life path, and he's born on a seven, that means he is a man of mystery. He does not want you knowing his business. He'll let you know when he wants you to. So it's like he doesn't crack. He's got his agenda. He keeps his focus. When you're in a personal year of two, you can get emotional. You can reveal something that we never saw before. So we're going to see a shift this year that will not be to his advantage. Keep an eye on that.
All right. We shall do that.
What's
going on with North Korea? Kind of quiet these days.
Well, yes, it is quiet because I think this whole relationship with Kim Jong-un and Trump, they've tried to keep it in a positive way. But that guy is in a personal year of three, so we're going to start hearing plenty from him. I don't know that it has to be dramatic. I think he was making trouble early on because he felt disrespected, right? He wasn't considered a leader. When the president chose to meet with him, it gave him more power, right? It gave him more standing in the world. So three is not a challenge to him, so we'll see what he does with it. But there's a lot of talking right now. Have you noticed? Like Theresa May, what about her and what she's going through?
Oh, I know.
Well, Brexit, let me say this. When they talk about the idea of leaving Brexit on March 29th, 2019, I don't see that day as being the day they do it. And I say it because that day is not good for her at all. That is a caution day. That's what I call it. When it's the energy is not in alignment with you, that's not the day to do it. And there's one other thing to consider. You know, she's been going through plenty. She had that no confidence vote and only won by like 20
Just
votes.
Just survived, yep.
Yes, she survived Just by 20 survived. Votes. She happens to be a five life path in a personal year five. So that's a little different than our president because the four, which is his life path, is challenged by five. So we'll see what she does. She's more used to the chaos. She's more used to drama and trying to handle it. So we'll see if she can go back and make a better deal. That's the whole deal right now. I mean, that's what has to happen.
Do you see any major earth changes in 2019? Any asteroid strikes or heavy earthquakes or anything like that?
UFO stuff that's going on?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's bigger than ever. Like, I think we're going to know even more about it. This year, I don't know if it's going to end up that we just point-blank admit, not only is there life on other planets, but here's some pictures of their spaceship or what they look like. But there's something shifting that way. Like, we used to seem to be, the government didn't want us to know anything. Like, they kept it all under wraps. That seems to be shifting.
If an alien landed, they'd probably say, take us to Glynis McCants.
Oh, no. Take me to George Norrie Coast to Coast. Believe me, they probably do catch the show.
They out there, sure. We've been beaming it for years.
Yes.
They're probably saying, who's Art Bell? What's that? He's been out there since 96, I think.
Yes.
I mean, way out there. That's amazing how long this program's been going. It's really powerful,
but it's always been about figuring out the truth and also what are they not telling us? It's always looking under that surface. That's been a big part of Coast to Coast.
Sure has.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.